State of Fear, Disc 14.
En route. Wednesday, October 13th, 4:10 p.m. Sarah felt relieved when Jennifer Haynes went to the front of the cabin to take a nap, falling instantly asleep. But she found it awkward to have Anne and Ted on board. Conversation in the cabin was stilted. Kenner was not saying much. Ted was drinking heavily. He said to Anne, "Just so you know, Mr. Kenner doesn't believe in anything that normal people believe in, not even global warming or Kyoto." "Of course he doesn't believe in Kyoto," Anne said. "He's an industry hitman, representing coal and oil interests." Kenner said nothing. He just handed her his card. "Institute for Risk Analysis," Anne read aloud. "That's a new one. I'll add it to the list of phony right-wing fronts." Kenner said nothing. "Because it's all disinformation," Anne said. "The studies, the press releases, the flyers, websites, the organized campaigns, the big money smears. Let me tell you, industry was thrilled when the U.S. didn't sign Kyoto." Kenner rubbed his chin and said nothing. Anne said, "We're the world's largest polluter, and our government doesn't give a damn." Kenner smiled blandly. "So now the United States is an international pariah, isolated from the rest of the world and justifiably despised because we failed to sign the Kyoto Protocol to attack a global problem." She continued to goad him in this way, and finally it seemed he had had enough.
"Tell me about Kyoto, Anne," he said. "Why should we have signed it?"
"Why? Because we have a moral obligation to join the rest of the civilized world in reducing carbon emissions to below 1990 levels."
"What effect would that treaty have?"
"The whole world knows that. It would reduce global temperatures in the year 2100.
"By how much?"
"I don't know what you're driving at."
"Don't you? The answer is well known. The effect of Kyoto would be to reduce warming by 0.04 degrees Celsius in the year 2100, 0.04 of a degree. Do you dispute that outcome?"
"I certainly do. 0.04 of a degree? That's ridiculous."
"So you don't believe that would be the effect of the Kyoto Protocol?"
"Well, maybe because the United States didn't sign it."
"No. That would be the effect if we did sign it. 0.04 of a degree."
"No," she said, shaking her head. "I don't believe that's true."
"The figure has been published a number of times in scientific journals. I can give you the references." Raising his glass, Bradley said to Anne,
"This guy is real big on references."
"As opposed to rhetoric?" Kenner said, nodding. "Yes, I am." Bradley belched.
0.04 of a fucking degree in 100 years? What a bunch of bullshit."
"One could say so."
"I just did," Bradley said.